Devil's Dexter, a podcast for the esoteric and strange.
Recording. Okay. Seems like everything's checking out. I like it.
Cool.
You ready to talk about some aliens?
Yeah, let's talk about some aliens.
But first, welcome back everyone to the Devil's Dirt Star. I'm one of your hosts, Big Spoon.
And I'm Ellsworth.
And listen, we're going to be talking about some alien shit today. It's been all over Reddit. It's not really a secret. It happened about 2 months ago. There's all kinds of alien stuff going on. But do I want to get into why I'm so sad about it?
Yes.
I mean, listen, it's pretty shocking at night when you're scrolling through Reddit and you're just looking at this thing that's hanging out in someone's garden and it looks like it came from the original Alien movie. I was up for another hour just scrolling.
Yeah,
mad scrolling.
It could be a freak chance of nature and just be a deformed turnip or something, but like a very well malformed turnip. It just, there's no way, something has to be going on.
Very close. But Ellsworth, what is your thoughts on aliens and UAPs and whatnot?
I believe that there are other lives in the universe or within other dimensions, who knows. I think that the majority, if not all, of the experiences that we have had could be boiled down to humans or natural things that we don't understand yet. Although there are a few things on Skinwalker Ranch that are a little bit sus.
I have to agree with all of these sentiments. I definitely think that there's something out there. I think we do a lot of stupid things as humans, you know, and then also we have the government doing stuff all the time, experimenting with new technology. I mean,
aliens make an easy scapegoat, like, oh, it's aliens doing that and not the government testing out a new weapon or biohack or whatever.
That too. Yeah. That's absolutely true. So do you want to just dive in to this little garden alien situation?
I would like to
situation?
Hear more about the not malformed turnip.
It could be a mandrake root.
It could.
Hear
you know
me
what?
Out.
It did. That's a really astute observation.
Right? Yes. Well, that is the observation that everyone was making on Reddit. So basically, here's the gist of what happened. There was a guy who has his 84-year-old mom. She goes out to the back garden, and this is somewhere, I believe, in Great Britain. And she's just hanging out in her garden, whatever. And then she was like, oh, that's crazy. And then she looks down, and there's something. She just doesn't know what it is. And at first, she's like, well, you know, maybe it's like a mushroom or something. So she calls up her son, and she texted him a photo of this thing. And let me tell you what. It is the most alien-looking root vegetable thing I've ever seen in my life. And its limbs are kind of like coming up at the camera when they're taking the picture. It is crazy. But it's not a root, okay? It has nostrils.
Yes.
It has eye holes. It has nipples.
Yes. It's too much of a coincidence for it to...
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to stop yelling. Sorry, I'm yelling a lot.
You're excited. It's fine. I get it. It's not every day that someone finds an alien in their garden.
No, it's totally wild. And I would be freaked out if I saw this thing in my garden. So she gets a hold of her son and he's like, man, I don't know what this thing. They're going back and forth thinking it's some type of root vegetable, like for real. So he gets a hold of a friend and she's like, okay, let's post this on Reddit. We'll post it under our mushroom ID, which is like a really wholesome place to go on Reddit if you're looking for something to fall asleep to.
Aww.
Yeah. So they had a little bit of a back and forth where, let's see, where did my mouse go? There we are. She says, what if it's a really cool fungus or a shroom? the guy says, is that not absolutely mental? It's got nipples. Everyone's excited about this.
The nipples are the best part, obviously.
Yep. And she tells him she's going to post it on Reddit. He says, please do. Find out what you can. I will. Don't worry. I love the shroom subreddits. I feel safe there. Which is so cute. And it's absolutely true. Highly recommend those mushroom ID type threads.
There's some very wholesome places on Reddit.
There truly is. Like iBleach. I don't know if iBleach is still around.
It totally. That's a good one. I think it is. I feel like I go there when my eyes are in need of some bleaching.
Yeah, I just need like little baby animals to cleanse my brain sometimes. I don't know. So a lot of the comments are talking about this thing being possibly a mandrake root, because I don't know if you've all seen Harry Potter, but you know, these little mandrakes kind of look like babies.
Totally.
In a way.
Yeah, and like weird screamy plant babies.
Yes. That was one of the comments. Need more information. Was it screaming?
Were you petrified after? That's what it did, right? Petrified you or something? Or hurt? It did something. The screaming did.
Doesn't it?
You had to wear ear things.
Stun
maybe
you?
Stun you. Something bad happens if you hear it screams unprotected.
I swear, I am a Potter fan.
Yeah.
I am a Hufflepuff. But I can't remember what it
does. I can't either. Yeah, it does something though.
So yeah. Yeah, something not great.
Yes.
But they thought maybe it was a mandrake. And I looked online. There's a lot of picture of mandrakes that look somewhat humanoid, mm-hmm. but not even close to this thing, who looks more like that creepy squid. You know the squid picture?
No.
It's all black and it's just long green legs.
Oh, yes. I hate that thing. Hate it.
It looks more like that, but like the land version.
Yeah, I can see that. Opinion. Yeah, because the legs are really spindly. Yeah.
It's super creepy. Yeah. So they think it could be this root situation. Some of the comments that I really quite enjoyed on the thread were, that is an alien, which is nice and simple and beautiful.
Straightforward, to the point.
More specifically, it's the newborn from Alien Resurrection, which it totally looks like that, in my opinion. Someone said probably still looking for its mother, which if you know the series, that makes sense. Came here to say this. It's a prop OP. Seriously, where did you get this? That comment's going to be important later.
It does look like a prop,
and please put that thing where you found it. We already have enough shit going on.
Did anyone suggest that it could be like a fairy? Because you find those in gardens, right?
No, I scoured this thing. I read the entire thread. It continues on because they do actually take this post down and they posted it in our alien bodies, which is the next
part.
Did
OP take it down or did someone else take it down?
OP took it down.
Hmm.
Yep, they took it down because...
Too much heat.
Yeah, I guess. Right? It was gaining a lot of steam like super fast. So someone in the comments suggested that they post it in our aliens or our alien bodies, which is exactly what they did so that they could try to get more information, because basically everyone by the end of the thread was like, this is not a vegetable.
Yeah, something else
is not a mushroom.
Is going on.
You need to go post this somewhere else where there's more, I don't know, experts available to make a comment on it. Here's the reality of the situation. Somebody else in the comments lives very close by the original poster. So they asked them, do you live anywhere near Cornwall? Apparently, they said there's a shop down there and they used to sell these. I think OP was pretty surprised. The person goes on to say that there was supposed to be a posable prop type thing and it was this particular alien. And they had one many years ago, but all of the latex perished off the wire of the tentacles.
Oh. Mm.
So, literally, there's exact copies of this thing somewhere, just kind of rotting away in an old shop.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Can you see me? Because I can't see you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, no. Okay, hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm still here. Hold on.
Oh, no. I can't hear you.
Hold on. Can you see me now?
I can
see
you.
Okay. I minimized my screen and it went white, but I could you hear me at all for the whole time you were talking just then? Okay. No. Well, it's fine because I have it recording on Audacity, so I'm going to close this end.
Hell yeah.
Please close the other and refresh the current one for the correct tracks upload. Okay. I'm going to refresh us. Hold, please.
Holding.
Okay. Okay.
Ta-da.
So the video might be a little messed up, but we are recording on Audacity, so audio should be fine. This yes, wave room I'm not worried is, about it. It's free. It's free. No complaints.
So yeah, this thing is from an oddities shop, basically.
That tracks. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's a little disappointing. It is interesting, though, that it like somehow made its way to this woman's backyard.
It strikes me almost as something that like a kid would have like picked up around Halloween time or something and then been playing around and like someone else took it and like yeeted it into a yard and then like winter well, came, spring you see- came.
Yeah, I do wonder how close somebody lives to a road, or maybe a dog carried it over.
Yeah, that too.
Who knows? But what's interesting about that is that this shop closed years ago.
Really?
I'm talking like back in 04. Yeah. So it's possible that other people like had it around their house
been
or something.
Sitting in the backyard and just waiting to be found. It looked, the picture that it looked in fairly decent condition.
It does look like it's
I mean,
in
muddy,
decent
but like not. Like they mentioned latex, so it wasn't like it was completely cracked and split open after sitting out for years. So,
Yeah, that's true. That does make me wonder.
Aliens put it there. It's a red herring. I don't know if that's the right
term.
They
held on to it. Yeah. It was like their baby for a while.
They were waiting for it to grow and it just never did. And they're like, toss it.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, OP said that they only live a few hours from Cornwall and they're wondering if one of them ended up in the garden and we've just mistaken it for something else. So clearly
that has
not
to be
an alien,
it, yeah.
Just whatever.
Oh, well, a few hours though. That's still a bit of a, like, it's not.
It's a trick. Yeah. I mean, okay. What if, hear me out. What if this 84-year-old woman was like into props and stuff and she was like a horror movie nerd, sci-fi nerd, and it was hers and she forgot?
That's,
it's unlikely, but still,
it's in the realm of possibilities.
I do wonder how close that yard is to like a road or something, and somebody just, like you said, yeeted it out the window.
Although it would be fun to be a professional prop maker and to make disturbing things and just leave them places.
That sounds like a dream, actually.
We should do that and then hide them in geocache spots.
Oh. Could you imagine?
That'd be so much fun.
I would freak out.
Yeah.
If I found something like that in a geocache, like I did all this intricate box unlocking on a tree or something, or reach my arm inside of a hollowed out tree. Oh my God, I would lose it. We have to
do
this.
We need to go geocaching. I haven't done it since I was like 12.
It's been a long time for me too. That would be so fun. But we need to fabricate an alien.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we could get in so much trouble. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, trouble on Reddit.
Yeah.
That's
fine. That's the fun kind of trouble, as long as you're on the right side of Reddit.
Yeah. I remember years ago looking up different places to geocache because I wanted to do it while hiking.
Yeah.
Because Jesse and I were hiking all the time. But the biggest geocache I found was Walmart, which I thought was very interesting.
Inside the store?
Uh-huh. Like, all over the place. Every department had some type of different geocache.
Well, we need to go
crazy.
Geocaching. Like, immediately.
At Walmart?
Yeah. Think about... So, it's got to be, like, what, envelopes taped under shelves or something?
Yeah.
We need to...
It might not be anything crazy. Or just, like, this
use
weird,
needles.
Somehow out-of-place object. Did you say needles?
Just use needles. I went geocaching in the trash can at Walmart.
Okay. So then our cache will be little plastic Sharps containers to put everywhere in their place.
It could be fun. Oh, it'd be fun to like geocache like money or something. And
that would be fun. I bet we could come up with some like really cool stuff.
Yeah.
If we're going to go that far, we should also do like a time capsule.
Agreed. There's a time capsule in the backyard that I of the house that I grew up in. I wonder now What's happened to it?
Did you mention that to me in the past?
Probably, possibly.
Did you guys put it there?
Mm-hmm. We buried it when I was, honestly, not that deeply. Maybe 3 feet. We were like 7 and 8 or something like that. But yeah, there's a couple of favorite Hot Wheels and stuff in there.
Oh, that's really adorable.
Rusted to hell. Now, I'm pretty sure it was a plastic Tupperware container that we covered with plastic wrap because there was no lid.
So, okay, so it's probably full of
absolutely,
dirt.
Absolutely,
absolutely. Come get your Hot Wheels, guys. Yeah. Oh my God. You're going to have to wait, like, I don't know, like a nice round number, like 20 years. Wait,
it's
how
been,
long ago did you say
it's
you buried
been 20 years.
Yeah. Okay. 30 years.
50 years.
50 years.
Probably get shot breaking into someone's yard now and digging stuff up, especially in that region.
That's right. You said childhood home.
Yes. Yeah. So not a place I have access to anymore. Yeah.
Could you just like creep on them and leave them a little map and say that there's
treasure
a time
here.
Capsule here?
They're going to be there's treasure so here. Disappointed. They dig
you
it
could
up
just
and
like
there might be a couple of pennies or quarters in there. I don't remember.
That's fun. Who knows? What if those are like worth a lot of money now?
I need to start looking through coins when just I get saying. Them because sometimes there's fancy ones that just float through circulation.
I follow those threads on Reddit too to see if anything I have is worth
it. It's value. Super interesting. Coin collectors are a different level of nerd, I guess, but it's very interesting.
The knowledge and the know-how of these people. Oh my gosh, it is super interesting. I love all the messed up ones, like the misprints.
Yeah.
Those are very fun.
Absolutely.
Like they're all crazy looking and they got like triple heads on them.
Ooh. I need to start looking through my coins more.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Well, anywho, back to this prop shop situation. So it's not just props. It's actually called Puff Eds, like P-U-F-F space E-D-Z. And it was a fairly famous shop in Newquay / Cornwall. And it had a weird little museum situation on the side of it, and then the rest of it was like you could go ahead and buy stuff. It was an oddity shop, and it had some really illegal shit in there, like a dolphin skeleton.
Whoa, is that why
human
it shut down?
Skulls. Well, okay, so we'll get to it. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in there.
Can you not sell human skulls in the UK?
I don't believe you can bring them into the UK.
Really?
At all.
Interesting.
Yes. And we'll talk about it because the owner, he just wasn't having a good time. I think he's free now. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, that kind of bad time. That's unfortunate. Well, I mean, where were the skulls coming from? Oh.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that is
we'll
one
to
way
it.
To dispose of a body.
Oh my God, just sell it in your curio shop
or
whatever.
I don't know. I got this off of some guy on Craigslist. I didn't know it was a murder victim.
Craigslist. I think that's absolutely genius. That's a really good idea. What if they were the ones hanging up where the dolphin was?
Yeah.
You know? Because apparently it was like hoisted up on the ceiling or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. So this shop had this little alien dude and inside of it, it was a sculpted piece for the body, and it had like tentacle wires or whatever that were threaded through, and the entire thing was covered in like a latex skin situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And this person talking to OP still on Reddit was saying that there's eventually it just, you know, kind of disintegrated over time.
Yeah.
Latex tends to dry out and just kind of peel away. So that makes sense. But that was 20 years ago. So they've had this thing for a very, very long time. I do not know how long the shop was around, but it is interesting that some of these props were still kind of in circulation somewhere in that area.
Yeah, that's a bit of a delay.
So the guy, it is. 20 years?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? And it's 2024. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's interesting because this happened in 2004. or at least this next bit did. So here's the owner. His name is Robert Hudson. He didn't get like a super bad sentence, but he was sentenced to 120 hours of community service back in 2004. And this was for smuggling several contraband items into Great Britain, namely the skulls of primates. And they were discovered in his suitcase at an airport.
Are there rules? Because people definitely collect those things, right?
Not good.
What are the at what point is it acceptable? Or is it just UK and Joe? Because I feel like in the US, I mean, in Salem, they were selling children's bones.
E? Are you there?
Oh, no. I am.
I see. I hear you.
Oh, you do? You just can't see me.
Yeah. No, I can see you. Oh, you were frozen in time, but it was hilarious because you looked like this.
I am having network
but
issues.
As you were...
Yeah.
No, it could be Wave Room. I don't know.
It could also be. Yes, this is.
But yeah. But yeah. Like, he had these skulls.
Am I gone again?
Oh, no.
I'm still here.
You are here. I can see you. And you're in real time.
You know what it is? It's because you can get fiber across the street, but you can't get it here. I wonder if that's changed since the last time we looked.
That's such trash.
I just I understand like the logistics, but like it's across the street, not here. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so I don't understand. I mean, I know in the US things are looser policy than other places in many ways, but you can buy children's bones because they had them for sale in Salem. And I Googled it because I was like, there's no way that's legal. And it is with like those stipulations. But
wait.
Yeah, there was a hex shop that had in their like glass counter behind like locked gate thing. It was not in the downtown area. It was like out of the way. And I just wanted to see what oddities this like witchery spell shop had. And
yeah,
I don't know if it was real, but it looked like a legitimate bone. It said a thigh bone, 7-year-old. And it was like, it was several hundred dollars. And I thought that it had to be fake because there's no way you can legally sell children's bones, but you can. According to Google.
Holy shit. Where did you say this was?
Salem.
Oh my God.
This was...
I can't believe I like... Did we go into that shop?
I don't remember. It was the first time that we all went together. But I don't remember if...
Like if we all went
Yeah, or
there.
If it was just me.
If I had to...
I was with someone because I was like, that's a, like, holy shit, that's a child's bone. And I remember Googling it and explaining to... Maybe it was... Must have been John.
Maybe. Yeah. I remember like how busy it was and we had to go in pairs and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. If I had to bet, it's that hex shop. Like, legit.
It wasn't on the main strip. It was like...
No?
It was a less... It was not in the main area, but it was within walking distance of the main area, but it was not... It was a not very busy, very cluttered shop with just different hex things. And then they had the expensive stuff behind the glass case, which had the alleged child's bone.
That is crazy.
It's just wild.
I'm actually really surprised.
I was surprised, and maybe my Google research, if someone's listening and knows more, maybe my research, because it was very, I just Googled it really quickly to see, like, there's no way that you can legally sell a child's bone. And there were stipulations to it, but from what I read, it is legal. So I'm curious. Yeah, I don't. It's just very interesting. Going back to the primates thing, I wonder if you can legally, like, what kind of bones you can legally buy in the UK. If there's just stipulations, like if you can buy human and primate bones, but if there's just policies around that, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of laws in Great Britain about what they would consider contraband items from other countries. These items were taken from Africa. Apparently he alleged that he bought those things at like markets and whatnot over in Africa, but you cannot bring them back. And it wasn't just primate skulls. He also apparently had turtle skulls and all kinds of stuff. And all of this was found in his suitcase when he was at the airport.
So that to me indicates he didn't know. Because if you're going to smuggle stuff in, you're not going to bring it in your suitcase to the airport. So, like, it seems kind of unfair that he got punished for that. Yeah, obviously, the man didn't know. Either that or he's a very dumb criminal. So I feel like confiscating it is punishment enough. It seems unfair that he got time for that.
Yeah, it does seem. I mean, it was community service. Yeah. He definitely had to pay a fine for it, but his shop got closed down pretty soon afterward. He just kind of claimed ignorance. Yeah. I would imagine he knows some of the laws, but like hasn't been having a problem.
Yeah.
So just didn't really see that it was a huge issue, because it's not like he's the one going and hurting someone to obtain the skeletons.
Yeah, there's
and stuff audit, like that,
I mean, so. Oddity collectors all over. It's yeah. You wouldn't put it. I would think. I guess maybe it was a little different back. No, this was post 9/11. I don't know how much the world changed airport wise, but you would think one would expect that bones, if they are in your suitcase, would be found.
You would think.
One would assume. Maybe he hadn't flown since the 90s and thought he could just, I don't know.
Also fair. Yeah. Who knows? Like, what if he had people like just bringing him things and bartering?
And just didn't realize that.
Like,
now we x-ray everything, including you.
Could you imagine? They do an x-ray of a suitcase and it's just like all these skulls lined up nice and neat. Oh my God.
The serial killer just didn't realize the world advanced. Oh man.
Whoops.
That's a TV show.
So, there was another person on Reddit. There's so many different threads now in our alien bodies, specifically about this situation. They reached out to Robert Hudson. He goes by Robbo or whatever, or R-O-B-B-O on Instagram. But somebody found his account and they say, hey, this just popped up on Reddit. Someone pointed me in your direction. Do you know who makes these?
Yeah.
And they sent him a photo of the alien thing in the garden alien. If so, are they still made? Do you know where they can be purchased? Thanks. I've never heard of you. Your stuff is proper weird. I like it.
So British to say that.
Proper weird. I love that. So he just sends a comment back that he's laughing about it. Like, ha, ha, ha.
The owner?
Yes, the owner does message them back. Yeah, it's actually really awesome that he replied, I think. But mind you, since then, the shop has been closed for many years now, like a decade. Yeah. So, or no, 2 decades. It's been a long time. 04, I said? Yeah. So these were pickled samples in sealed bottles. Someone took these out of the containers to take photos. They were sold when the shop was sold. I am looking for more pics for you. I will look
It
now.
Totally looks like something that would be in a jar, like a quote-unquote embryonic type thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a wet specimen.
Absolutely.
Wet specimens are so cool. I like, want some, but I also don't want some.
We'll have to make some. But, like, not of real things.
That's,
okay, I felt the need to clarify. Time to go find some embryos.
That would be such a fun Halloween prop to have all these wet specimen jars with alien looking things inside.
Carve literal turnips into weird things, or like vegetables.
And it would look it would look that much more gross, because you know, turnips. So
have you ever carved a turnip?
That's very cool. Have one?
No, have you ever carved one?
Not into a jacko turnip.
We'll have to do that.
I've only ever eaten them.
We'll have to do that on Halloween. I did it when I was a kid, and it's very, very hard. It did not look good. It, like, you need the proper tools, because they're small and hard, not like a pumpkin.
Yes, oh, man. So Jesse's thing, one of their family recipes is mashed turnips instead of mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
So I make that. Yeah, I make that every, like, Thanksgiving, and I'll do it for Christmas, too. But, oh, my God, I hurt my hand so bad.
I believe it.
Trying to carve those damn turnips.
Yeah.
It's so
rough. Like little rocks.
They are like little rocks. It's ridiculous. But yeah, delicious. But I would be curious to carve one. I would like to make a very creepy face in it.
Yeah. And then put it in some
That would be
pickle
fun.
Juice.
Pickle
that
turnips.
Would actually
be a thing,
probably
right?
Taste pretty good.
I bet it
would. I would eat a pickled turnip.
I mean, turnips just taste like whatever you
put in. I would eat probably just about pickled anything, I think. I just love vinegar.
Yeah, same.
That's what it really boils down to.
Dude, I used to hate pickles as a kid. Too. I thought it was disgusting. Cucumber soaked in evil. And now I love them.
Yeah.
Yep. So good.
Mm. Pickle green beans. Yeah. Anyways, back to aliens.
Oh, that sounds pickled good aliens. Too. Well, that's pretty much the long and short of that one. Robert was able to kind of debunk. I highly recommend going on Reddit or anywhere else on Google. Just head to the internet, everyone. Because there's lots of photos of very similar looking aliens. Not as fun as the garden looking alien, but there's other things that definitely belonged in this curiosity shop that are fairly close. So this is a thing.
That's cool.
People make props. It's cool. Yeah.
It's a fun little adventure too, to find something and then get a, so like an answer. Because what if, I mean, ultimately you cut it open and realize it's a prop, but it's nice to know, okay, it's a prop that probably came from here. It's not just a mystery one and done, really well made alien baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But that's kind of what I want. I want someone to throw that thing on a table and slice it open for me. I want to see what its insides are.
I would
are.
Like to see the innards, just for confirmation.
Yeah. Like, is it more latex? Is it cotton? Like, what are you doing? I don't know. But, yeah. So, that one turned out to be a giant hoax on Reddit. The garden alien. Yeah. But it wasn't the only alien going viral at the time. So... we're going to head back to an airport because that's where things get discovered. I don't know. So back in September, and this was in 2023, two tiny, mysterious humanoid bodies were discovered at an airport. And yeah, there's an unintentional theme here. So the Lima airport
in Peru
offices of.
Is that Peru? I think it's Peru.
It was in Peru. So Lima airport offices of DHL. They got a cardboard box, and these two humanoids were dressed in traditional Andean clothing. And they're like, yay big. Oh. I don't know, maybe a foot and some change. Yeah. Do you remember seeing pictures of these at all?
Are they the ones with the three fingers? Or is that
they
a different
do
alien?
Have three fingers. No, here's the problem. That is exactly the problem. So there are these little ones that were found at the airport.
But there's the like big and fingers, right? The long salad fingers.
Yeah, they're big and long and crazy. Yeah. Like it almost looks like someone stacked another it's set of fingers on top of it.
It looks just like his fingers.
Love salad fingers. It does.
Yeah.
Oh, I love salad fingers. So there's those aliens, but yes, you are correct. There are others, humanoids, that have three
it's
fingers
apiece.
It's weird that
three seems to be a reoccurring digit on aliens.
Yes. Yeah, it's very interesting. But it also is, the truth of the matter is pretty dark and kind of disgusting.
Oh, please tell me
in
it's
my
not
opinion.
Children.
Well, I mean, to be fair, probably some of them are. So, okay.
Wait, question. We'll I have a question first that you may or may not know the answer to. But so the box arrived to the airport. Was it addressed to the airport? Or was it like going through transport, like on a cargo plane, and they just happened to notice when they were scanning it that there's bodies inside?
So I think someone took those bodies to the airport. And they definitely look like little dolls. I have them. I sent it over on the drive, but,
wait,
so there's
talking,
this guy, oh, you're fine. Yeah. Just look up Peruvian.
I'm looking at the, I'm just going to look at the, at what you sent over. Keep talking. I need to see these Peruvian. Oh,
so yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay, I'm not reading anything you wrote. I'm just looking at these disturbing pictures.
Your facial expressions
They're
are
like,
so funny.
Like cement mummies, kind of.
They do. They look like plaster, right?
Absolutely. That's yes. Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that. So we'll get to that. But there was a reporter who was at this airport. I believe he was probably the one to have those bodies there. and he was transporting them. It's somehow it got made into a big deal, which I can imagine because they kind of look like little aliens. So, you know, and they're dressed in traditional clothing. It's kind of weird. This guy, I want to say his name is either Jaime or Jamie Masson. And he brought them before the Mexican Congress, claiming that these non-human bodies were found near Peru's Nazca lines.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah, I didn't realize. Okay, I never saw pictures. I just remember hearing that someone was bringing aliens. Interesting.
Right. So he's claiming that they're well over 700 years old. In fact, as the story goes on, I guess the claims are that they're well over 1,000 years old. So he is like a self-proclaimed part-time UFOologist, according to him. And the mummies, they were actually, quote unquote, found back in 2015 by a group of archaeological treasure hunters. And their leader, his name, he just goes by Mario. Here's the thing about Mario and his gang. They are literally
plumbers.
A gang. Oh. Yeah. Well, so they pillage and plunder like pirates, basically. They're treasure hunters. They go into old archaeological sites, caves, burial grounds, and they remove those who have been buried there.
As far as crimes go, it's not great, but it's not, at least they're not taking from the living, I guess.
No, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's giving reverse Birkin hair. They didn't kill anyone, as far as we know. But they've been doing this for like 20 years on the Peruvian coastline, and no one seems to do anything about it. I do not know how dangerous these guys are, but it seems like they've been making money off of these bodies that they recover. I have a feeling that they weren't making as much money as they used to, because now these bodies are cropping up deformed, like having three fingers.
So they are deforming them? Is that the implication? Like they're trying to make them look more special?
Either they are, or someone is being hired to do it for them.
Wait, hold up. When you say these bodies, you're meaning like new bodies, not like they're finding like ancient corpses and they're saying, look, we found this deformed corpse. You mean like they're finding modern dead bodies that are deformed?
From what I understand, these are ancient burial grounds in Peru.
Okay, so they're deforming old corpses, which is still not okay. But again, on the scale of things, I'd rather you do it to a 1,000-year-old corpse than make a corpse and do it. Like, as far as South American gangs go, this is the Scooby-Doo team. Like, they're pretty mild. Or Scooby-Doo villain, I guess.
The quote, I would rather you not make a new corpse.
If you're going to maul a corpse, maul an old corpse. Don't make one. And then maul it.
Can we get a t-shirt with rules on
it?
Yes. Just like, if you're going to desecrate a grave, like, this is what you need to
make
do.
Make sure it's not this a grave that you've created.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Now or later.
Yeah, basically, these guys are, like, real-life Tomb Raiders in a way. But less, like,
cool on TV, less cool in real life. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So the truth came out that these two bodies, the teeny tiny ones, not the big ones that we've been seeing, who have their like knees up to their chest and their super long fingers, their salad fingers around their legs and stuff. But the two little ones in the airport, they were human.
Oh, no.
Mostly.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. it was a lot human more, Z, like, you know.
Or a chim human.
Oh, God.
Or whatever.
That would be a great episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so these bodies, they were mostly human. And the parts that weren't were actually made from rodents and reptiles. Like the additional fingers and whatnot.
Yeah. So was it?
It's a an amalgamation of a bunch of different creatures. Did they
carbon date them? Like, are they old human hybrid puppet things?
I want to say that I remember reading that the bones of those rodents and reptiles were old. Like, I don't...
That's, again, I better.
Don't believe that...
like if ancient peoples created these hybrid, like, corpses, it's better than modern-day pirate people doing it.
I don't believe, through anything that I've read, that that was part of any, like... burial ritual in Peru, but at the same time, I don't totally know. The story seems to be still developing, and there's like a bit of weirdness with the whole, like, where these bodies need to go to be investigated, and there were scans of them. They're able to see, like, the structure, and let me tell you what, it is very Frankenstein. It is not good. These bodies were, in fact, covered in plaster, specifically more so around the heads to make it more alien-esque in a way. And their heads were artificially deformed before they were covered in plaster.
Human skulls inside?
Yes.
They're kind of small. From what
I understand. Mm. Yeah. I have a feeling that these are... infants, possibly, but I don't know.
I hope they're really. I hope they're 1,000 years old.
Still, kind of. No, they're. I'm pretty sure they're, like, fairly freaking old.
That's, again, fairly sure. Not great, but better. Yeah.
No, and the whole structure, it's like held together with a mixture of glue and metal. So, and it's not like a natural glue, it's synthetic. So, like, I don't know, probably super glue or something.
It's got to be the thing that I can think of is it's got to be these treasure hunters aren't finding cool stuff anymore. Found some old bones and decided to make something cooler with those old bones and then sold it to some chump.
Yeah, like a cash grab.
It's, I mean, much. Again, you.
I mean, they're going to be found out eventually. Like, the way that we can look into these things now, you can just. I mean, science is cool, everyone. You can debunk anything you want, pretty much. Oh, what's that?
Wasn't recording. It's fine. We have Audacity. I will also remind me to text you where I temporarily stopped and started my audio because there might be a little difference from yours just when I was testing my...
You know, totally fine.
Yeah, it's no okay. Worries. It's fine. We're good. Everything's fine.
Yeah. So, to end it on somewhat of a lighter note, apparently over the past decade, we've been changing laws about specifically what we take from Peru as, like, you know, an import. So, we are not allowed to take anything that is classified. Hello?
We'll stick out Wave Room if we can. If it kicks us out again, then we'll hop into Zoom next. And hopefully
that's fine with me.
For those who are listening, we've been booted out. This is what, the fourth time now? It's like restarted on us.
If you have any recommendations, let us know.
Again, we prefer recording in person, but sometimes
sometimes life happens. Okay?
Yeah, I came home not long ago to cat poop everywhere. I don't know why. Yeah, that's not the present not she left. Like, and it was, I don't understand. It was very odd. Not in character with
what
her.
What did John give her? Taco Bell?
It wasn't it was normal looking. Like, it wasn't like she was unwell. It was like she just decided, "Oh, I haven't seen Mom all week and I know she's coming home. I'm just going to poo-poo everywhere."
Oh my God, Ellie, that's probably exactly what happened. Like, she was super pissed at you.
Walk in the house, I'm like, why does it smell like Dookie in here? And then I look at the floor and I'm like, that's why it smells like Dookie in here. So that's why we're recording virtually, because I was being a kind host and I didn't want Big Spoon to have to try and keep a brave face in my cat Dookie house. It's airing out right now. Hopefully when I go downstairs it will be normal smelling.
Contrary to, like, all the shit I talk, I am a very forgiving person.
I have I spent the hour before, like between getting home and recording, deep mopping everything. Just,
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate that.
I'm glad it wasn't diarrhea.
You just got home. And
I'm grateful. It was nuggets. That's easy to pick
up. Honestly, there you go. Silver There's that lining. Lucky girl yeah. syndrome showing up.
So that's why we're recording virtually for everyone who knows.
Man. Yep. Well, anyway.
Children,
so,
body things.
This is pretty much the end of it. So those Peruvian artifacts or anything deemed to be an artifact from Peru is contraband. You are not allowed to bring it into the U.S. It needs to stay on home territory. Yeah, and I think that's really great. And it's apparently been a pretty decent deterrent so far for cave looters and stuff and old burial sites and whatnot. Stop stealing that shit, man. That's a, you know, eternal rest.
I think that's
stuff.
A great policy in general for keeping, like, even if you want to disturb it for the sake of preservation, to like bring something to a museum, that's fine, I guess, within reason and respect for different cultures. But I think keeping it in a museum in the land that it belongs in is like ideal, because then you're not taking from, you know, often lands that would benefit from the income that you could get from going to visit their museums.
Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree. So that's my TED talk on the disappointment aliens. That seemed super cool and really awesome, but in the end, a little too good to be true.
I think I prefer the props to the actual child, probably child bones or very small adult bones.
Yep. Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, there's definitely a variety there. There's definitely adult three-fingered situations happening
as well. Yeah, the long salad-fingery ones.
It's wild looking. But also it's just kind of like, man, you're gonna stoop that low?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So the truth is out there. It's just not on Reddit.
Usually.
Always.
Yeah. And oftentimes it's boring.
Well, listen.
Or depressing.
Yes.
Yes.
Both. Actually.
Yeah.
So, but
yes,
you,
me. So
we're gonna save one of your subjects for another time because it deserves a lot of attention. I agree with you there. What are you bringing me today?
I'm worried. I was gonna do cattle mutilation. I know it's been beaten to death and everyone under the sun has talked about it, but it was just very interesting and I would like us to talk about it. So we're gonna save that for its own episode focus entirely. So instead, on the topic, I decided to stick with the Reddit theme. So I found, interestingly, not relating to the garden alien, and I did not find this by typing. I don't think I found this by typing in garden alien. Maybe I did. Well, it is, the word garden is involved, but it has, and alien, but it's not an alien found in a garden. It is a YouTube video from October 27th. 2010. It is a delightful video. It will be linked in the episode notes on our website so you guys can watch it, because it's just a lot of fun. You can tell the people recording it were just like a group of friends who were just having a blast trying to solve this adventure. On Reddit, someone compared them to the Scooby-Doo. They're like, all they need is a dog and they can solve the mystery. And I totally get that vibe from this group of people just kind of
that's awesome.
So it takes place in Garden Grove, California. And the video is, I didn't write down how long it is. I want to say it was around 10 minutes, maybe a little, it was a little under 10 minutes, but I watched the whole thing and I actually typed up a partial transcript as I was going, because I just thought it was like just so much back and forth. They're really excited. There's a lot of swearing, just trying to figure out what's going on. And so it's in the evening. Yes. It's nighttime, Garden Grove, California. Apparently, so these people actually had posted a video on October 10th of the same year, seeing some kind of transport going on, and so they're titling it saying that there's some kind of UFO transport that they caught on camera, and I'll get to my theory after, which I think is probably may not be quite as fun as we'd want it to be, but it's very the video is very exciting because they're very excited and they're trying to follow this transport of this big big machine on a truck. There's police everywhere, a whole bunch of helicopters, and the guy is saying how, so this is what happened again on the, happened on the 10th, and so this is the second time it's happening, and he was saying, so one of the quotes in the very beginning, the first three lines of conversation go, cameraman, look at this shit. There's a girl goes, oh my gosh, Izane, look. And then he says, there it is again. Look at this shit. Look at it. And then they get like run to get to their car to go chase it. And it's very funny because you can tell that they're friends at one point. He's like, bitch, don't leave me behind. Because she's like hustling ahead of him. But he was saying that he was sitting there and he hears the police as they're escorting this thing saying, danger, danger, get off the street. Everyone needs to vacate the street. Danger, danger, get off the street. As far as I can...
Dude, is this real?
I'll send you the video after. It's fun to watch. It belongs... I'm saying this gently, but it does kind of belong on the Reddit thread, Kill the Cameraman, because it's very hard to... Like, have you watched Kill the Cameraman on Reddit? So it's just...
No, but I'm gonna...
So it's basically just the cameraman not being good at what they're doing, so it's really hard to watch and super shaky, but it's all, I mean, they're running around and doing stuff, so, and it's also 2010, so keep that in mind as far as quality of Fair. The video, I would say is good for 2010. Now it's like, why is this so pixelated and blurry? But it's very confusing as to what's going on, and they also cut in and out several times, because there are a few times whenever they see cops watching, they turn off the camera, because I guess at one point the cops told them that they can't be recording what was going on. Extra sus.
I can't blame them.
So
okay,
they're following this convoy around. At one point, one of the girls, who I think the guy's name said was Sarah, gets out of the car to go ask the police what's going on, and she talks to him for a while, and then she runs back and she says, we need to get out of here right now. He said, we have to be gone right now, we need to get off, and he said, you need to turn the camera off. And so they leave and then continue to follow it, I guess, from a different direction, because it comes back on and they're following it again. And there's a big light in the sky and there's helicopters everywhere. And it looks kind of like it's like moving vertically, which again is, are you still there?
Okay.
Okay. It froze.
I'm okay. There. Are
yeah,
you there?
It froze for a second. Yay. So it's moving. It looks, it's again, very hard to tell. Very blurry, nighttime, no night vision on this camera. It's some focusing on something in the sky. It's just a big blob, and the cameraman's very excited. He's like, I got it on camera real good. And it's like, it's not. But I guess in 2010, it would have been very good. So there's helicopter noises everywhere. There's a big light in the sky. And the guy said again that they've been chasing this convoy of what's going on with the police. And the police have been yelling at like people, get off the road. Danger, danger, get off the road. Again, it's low quality video. Man. I couldn't hear the police saying that. Maybe someone who's better at interpreting audio would be able to catch that, or maybe they didn't catch it on video, but you do hear sirens and a lot of helicopter noises, and maybe a little past halfway in the video, like maybe 5 or 6 minutes in, when they're like focusing on the light, you do hear a very odd machine noise. Like some kind of like whirring noise. It's very odd. So...
Weird.
Very interesting. It's a fun video because the guys are just like, the guys and girls involved are just like, you know, when you're like young and hanging out with friends and you're like, oh, we got to figure out what's going on and whatever. I did some digging about locations of military transport sites, military bases, and I did find that looking at a map, there is a special use airspace right near where they were. I couldn't tell if it was exactly Garden Grove, but if not, it was right above Garden, very close to where they were. So special use airspace specifically is, the definition is, dimensions identified by an area on the surface of the earth wherein activities must be confined because of their nature and or wherein limitations may be imposed upon aircraft operations that are not a part of those activities. Military operations. So my guess is maybe there are a lot of Air Force bases around this area. There's the Los Angeles, military bases, some Air Force. So there's a Los Angeles Air Force Base. There's the Edwards Air Force Base, which is a couple hours north of that. There's Fort Irwin. There's a Joint Forces Training Base in Los Alamos. Los Alamitos, which has been in operations since World War II and is very close to that area. And so my guess is some kind of military operation is going on. And it just...
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean that it's not weird, sus stuff going on, but I think most likely not aliens. Not moving alien things. And then there's a... When they catch the transport, some of the people on Reddit were commenting that it looks like some kind of transformer, or like they're just moving big machinery. Again, maybe it's machinery made to look like something that is an alien thing. Because at one point during the video, he's saying how there's like a cage, like they're moving a big cage, and that the light looked like it was going into the cage. We can't really get any of that from the video.
Dude.
But it's wild.
This sounds... Yeah, it sounds like a movie. It's like, where can I watch? Very found
footage-y oh my kind God. Of vibe, like beginning of a alien apocalypse type movie, found footage energy to the whole thing.
Are you there?
Oh, no. I am. Hello?
Hello? Hi! Okay. Did I freeze up? Did you freeze up?
You froze up, but I think it might be my connection, my internet. But yeah, so it's very interesting, and some of the comments that I thought might be interesting and relevant. So I did watch the videos from 10-10-10, which people commented on there being significance with it being 10-10-10 and whatnot. But so I watched some of those videos, and again, just something hovering in the sky. Hard to tell, lower quality video, but it does kind of look a few times like it's moving vertically up and down. Which, again, not Dude. A lot of modern aircraft can do. It is possible, but it's, again, very hard to tell from the shakiness and pixelations of the video, but it did look potentially odd. Again, my guess is military operations.
Yeah, I'm thinking military, but it's still odd. A little terrifying and odd to think about that it is military, especially back then. Did this take place at night?
All of the videos were at night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to link me.
Yes, I absolutely will.
I need to see this.
Very interesting. I think someone, like I said, commenting about the Scooby-Doo team, I definitely get that vibe from them just like trying to figure out what's going on. And
it sounds
the
so
guy
fun.
Commented on his YouTube video. So the original poster is iZane on YouTube. And again, we'll link this. But he commented, he has not been active in some time. Whoa, okay. So all of his videos are from 13 years ago, except for a video from 3 days ago that I did not see.
What? Wait, so they haven't posted in a decade?
Oh, it was not an interesting post. It's just not to say, I apologize, iZane. Oh. It's not to say it's not interesting, but it looks like it's just a fountain reopening after being run into by a drunk driver, which is fun, but which is... delightful that it's coming back, but not relevant to aliens, and now I'm disappointed. But so, oh no, did I go away? Am I back?
Hello. Okay. Yeah.
So it's because totally I opened YouTube. Fine. My internet is having a hard. It's not usually this bad. So
it's the across the street.
That's what
problem.
It is because we're too close. So
we should just get tin cans yeah. with some string. Awesome.
So he commented on YouTube, everyone keeps asking why this wasn't on the news. People, when this happened, it was on the news for 4 days straight. I'm not the only person that's seen it. People were stopping their cars and getting out in the middle of the street, and that also was on the news. Most of Garden Grove seen this. I have received over 18,000 comments that I'm trying to read and reply, but some of these people are confused and think that we are young folks playing games. I can assure you, if you were with us, your jaw would have been on the ground and your heart would have been moving fast. More discussions on my Facebook page. Definitely stop by, iZane. So I did look for Garden Grove and Orange County news during this time period and did not find anything. I also checked their transportation department stuff to see if maybe there was like news about anything big being transported and couldn't find anything. Maybe I was just using the wrong search terminology. I don't know, but I couldn't find anything. Again, I didn't have as much time to research as I would have liked to this week. So there's probably more digging to be done into this mystery, but
I mean, I think you were kind of busy.
I was a little busy. There was some other stuff going on. But it was certainly a very fun and interesting video. And so some of the relevant Reddit comments on an older post of this video from about 7 or 8 years ago, someone said that I actually live right near there. They have been transporting stuff of various sizes every so often like that with a huge big rig carrying a large covered object, multiple van and car setups. Saw them drive past the In-N-Out at 1 a.m. or so once or twice. And I believe in the video they mentioned that it was around 1 or 2 a.m. So like wee hours of the morning. So they did say that they've never heard the danger warnings, but plenty of loud engines and bright flashing lights. SoCal has always been a hot spot, and nobody I knew what was going on. Most people assume it has to do with either the Seal Beach Naval Weapons Station, the Boeing plants on either side of the base, or the Joint Forces Base in Los Alamitos, which I would agree is likely what it was. OP said that they mentioned that they were moving a transformer or power-related object, but that doesn't explain the helicopters or like tenseness of the situation. The cops telling people that they had to leave. I mean, maybe they're transporting something that was highly reactive or like, I don't know. Maybe it was a military thing. They just didn't want people to look at too much. I don't know. Someone else comments and says that it does look like a power transformer that had not had all the parts installed on it yet, and that different shipping companies and governments may do things differently, but that the utilities they're familiar with don't transport them looking like that. And they also said that it does look like one in shape and size, and that usually they are transported on a normal flatbed wide load truck.
Yeah, so why all the secrecy and weirdness under the cover of darkness?
Yeah. Too, like I can see doing it something that big in the wee hours of the morning in a place that's highly populated just for the sake of traffic. But having the cops, so there are a bunch of cops in helicopters and allegedly saying danger, danger. That seems odd.
That's weird to me. Like, you're basically waving a flag like, oh, yeah, here. Like,
I would be extremely curious. Danger, I will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. That is your middle name. So, yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah.
That is so bizarre.
The OP mentions that he messaged the guy who originally posted it years ago about the video, and he said that since that night, he was contacted by random authorities who told him to stop talking about the situation and that he hadn't had any more activity on his channel since then, which was true up until 3 days ago when he posted on his YouTube thing. So,
wait, but he hadn't posted in like years.
Yeah, not since, I think, 2013.
Right? Well, I don't know what to think of that. You just discovered this story, and then he decides to post like three days ago.
That's a good point. But the post was very the most recent one was very innocuous. So, now that I have more time, I will do some more follow up, and I will update in our next episode if I find anything more of note in regards to the Garden Grove UFO debacle of 2010.
Yeah. It is very odd. Oh my god. I don't know what to think of that. It's very like what's that show? It's a movie with all these kids. They're shooting a film together. It's 8 something. Why can't I think of the name of it? 8 millimeter? Is that what it is? What is it?
Hang on.
Oh shit. I gotta think.
8 millimeter movie. Yes, 8 millimeter. A 1999 crime thriller movie? This does not sound. Oh my god, is that Nicolas Cage? It is. It did not receive good reviews. It seems to be the bane of Nick Cage's life.
Wait, why can't it? Oh my god, Ellie, you're going to think I'm so stupid. Wait, what is it? So are the rest of you. What it? No, I can't find it. 8 film movie.
Was it a found footage style film? Help me.
Super 8. Oh my god. It's Super 8.
Not The Motel.
I feel so stupid.
J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg. Oh, you know what?
It is a great movie.
Yes, I've seen this.
The story itself gives
this.
This was done 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So Super 8, not too many spoilers, but there's like a train scene and there's a car on there. And I want to say it said like the U.S. Air Force or whatever. And there's a derailment. And then there's some shit inside. Happens. Yes. And these kids catch it on their 8mm film real situation. Yeah. And it is very fun. It's very Goonies, Scooby-Doo, like you were saying.
Yeah. Hmm. I absolutely get that vibe. Man, I forgot about that movie. It was that's a good reference. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to watch like gaming trailers and horror movie trailers. And I was watching some teasers, like some of the best teasers of all time. And that was on the list. I was literally watching it this morning. I was like, wait.
That's what? Wow. Coincidence.
It's very, that's what it reminds me of. That is a freaking rabbit hole I want to go down, though. Like, I want to watch these videos that they posted. That is so wild.
It has to be related to the military bases nearby. It's the only thing that, like, Transformer doesn't make sense just because of all the security.
Yeah. Like, what was the cargo?
It was big. It did kind of look like there's a, you can freeze the screen at one point when it passes, and it does look like some kind of machinery. Like normal machinery to my very not knowledge. What's like, if I saw it being transported in a normal situation, I'd be like, oh, that's a big piece of machinery for a factory or something. But at 1 a.m. with cops everywhere saying danger, danger, and there's helicopters all over and saying that you can't be nearby or follow or record it, it's given military. It's given sus. Military.
Is this place, is that out in California? Yeah.
It's a little south of Los Angeles.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of interesting old-timey alien stories out in California, like back in the 50s and 60s and stuff. But this, definitely I'm thinking military technology or some type of tech.
Yeah.
Maybe otherworldly. I don't know. It's very cool, though.
One of the guys who was there, too, who commented on another one of the YouTube videos, who said he was one of the people there, said that some people thought it was an RC aircraft because of the way it was moving, but that the amount of light that it was producing, he believes, would have drained the battery too quickly for how long it was in the air. Which was more than 90 minutes.
So.
Yeah.
Oh. That's interesting. Can confirm. Like, having a light on will drain the battery out of anything very quickly if it is, like, a super.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm spotlights. I'm thinking about filming lights. The batteries will be drained. Like, you're going to want to.
Especially in 2010. You know,
like an outlet to plug something into. Back in 2010. Definitely sounds like some type of technology that was like beyond its time.
Which again,
you know what I mean?
Probably military. I get military could mean alien, but I think probably less likely alien. Like UAP, UFO for sure. Who knows the origins of said object.
Well, arguably, we could be the creators of UAPs, UFO, you.
Yeah.
That is.
It is very.
Spooky.
I highly recommend Dirtlings that you watch the video. It can be a little confusing, but it's campy. It's fun. Like, whether you believe it or not, you know, it's fun. It was a fun watch.
It's not the point whether you believe it or not. It's fun.
It's fun. It's fun to see. Yeah.
Yes, I actually, don't hate me, Jesse. I argue with him all the time about stuff like this because I'm a huge cinephile. I love TV, love movies, whatever. And I love a good story on the internet, even if it's wild, because I just find it highly entertaining, whether it's true or not. I like to suspend my belief a little bit. Because like we were talking about at the top of the episode, you know, I definitely think that there's something more than us out there. Maybe not in this galaxy, maybe at the end of our galaxy. Who knows? I have no idea. But I think humans just do a lot of crazy stuff and we don't tell each other about it.
And we have active imaginations. And I think as long as your belief in the things that the unprovable things, I will, the belief in the unknown, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, so long as you're not using those beliefs to justify not good behaviors or actions or harm. Yeah, but like, true, it's fun to believe in, yeah, believe in things, believe in whatever you want, you know, if it gives you hope or excitement or whatever. I mean, I think stories are a huge part of what make humans human, and these are our stories. We're coming up with fun things, be they real or unreal. That's not necessarily the point. Yeah. Sometimes it's the point, and I would like to know what the reality is here, but that's not the only purpose.
Me too.
Sorry, Durden.
And I guess at the end of the day,
I step it on him. I
Durden's in there.
Good boy. He had a very good week. He came with me.
Oh, he did?
He had.
That's awesome.
He got to spend a lot of time with me, so he's going to be very disappointed next week when he has to go back to not being up my butt 24/7.
Yeah. I think that's so funny. I mean, on the smaller spectrum of that, I worked from home on Jesse's birthday, which was weird for the cat.
What are you doing here?
Like, I definitely think it threw her off a little bit. I'm not kidding, though. I swear her routine Monday through Friday is probably different from what happens on the weekend.
She's like, what? Why? She's just, oh, my God. Why is the spare human still here?
Spare human. Could
we need some personal time.
Could you just go?
Could you leave, please?
I mean, yeah, I kind of feel that way sometimes anyway with her. Like, I got shunned that day, like, up until 4 p.m. She just, like, wanted nothing to do with me.
You're not supposed to be here, so I'm going to pretend you're not.
Yes. That's okay. Me too. Oh, God. Oh, wow. God damn. Yeah. Well, now I just want to go down the alien.
Yes, watch the videos
here
after. Give me your feedback. I will do some more digging with my time and provide a small update in the next episode if there's anything more to be shared of relevance. Yeah.
That would be really fun.
And if anyone else, I mean, if anyone's listening who happens to have.
Also, same here.
Yeah. These are stories that need more information.
They do. They do. I'm waiting for some x-rays and scans on the bigger alien bodies.
Yeah.
Alien. That have been found
if
in Peru.
Don't see scans. That just means they are aliens. That's evidence.
That's what I
choose to believe.
Or they're another set of human fingers attached to the end.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
could be that. It's very dark.
Are you
I'm
ready?
Sorry.
Or would you rather? Are you still there? Okay, you're there. Good.
That's fine.
You were just very still for a moment, but it wasn't the screen. You were just attentively listening.
That's fine.
Would you like a would you rather?
I would love
this
a would you rather.
This one is also a stolen one because I haven't come up with any, but I saw it and was like, that's a good discussion. So would you rather find out that you are secretly a robot or secretly a clone?
Okay, that was unexpected. Look at me like that. Secretly a robot or secretly a clone? You know, I would believe the second one because I've been told I have like 6 doppelgangers just in this county.
There's just a bunch of little
That's
clones running around. We have to hunt them down.
Yeah, but they all look different. Yeah, like apparently there's one with short hair like I have now, but it's white. I don't know.
Interesting.
If you meet her, let me know. I mean, I've had random people come up to me and hug me, or they'll say, oh my God, how's your mom doing? Is she still out in such and such state? And I'm like, who are you?
I had a clone, a doppelganger in back where I used to live that people would approach me in stores and be like, hey, I don't remember her name.
Really?
Like, and I was always just very confused, but it was always the same name. I never figured out who
They're
she
just
was
churning out Ellie's.
Not my same name. It was I don't know, Natalie or Natasha or something like that, but I don't remember what the name was. But I never could find who this girl was that people thought, that so many people thought I looked identical to. And I need to find her and know if I'm being insulted or not.
Weird.
Or if she's being insulted. Like,
yeah,
I need to know.
No, I kind of oh no, that's the worst. Well, what if you guys are identical? What if you're the clone? You didn't get to choose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Made you in a petri dish. Yeah. Hmm. That, you know, part of me would like to find out that I'm a robot, but the existential crisis I would have is also, like, crazy.
The horror, if you found out that you're a robot, but exclusively you're a robot, so, like, not your parents, they didn't know that you were, like, switched at birth and from a robot or something. I don't know. Yeah, I think the existential crisis with robot would be worse than clone, because robot would also imply, like, clone would surprise me with technology for sure. Robot would mean things are far more advanced than we realize. That would be, I think, a much more...
Yeah, because...
Also, like, you couldn't have made a better robot. This one kind of sucks.
Well, also...
I feel sick quite often.
I would be like, why in the hell am I so stupid?
Yeah, not you, but yeah.
I would just be so mad that I can't math. Yeah, why are you so
stupid? No.
You know? Yeah, I am co-pilot, bitch. Like, what are we doing?
Honestly, finding out that I was a robot would make sense why sometimes I just drop memories and take so long to buffer. But also, what kind of... heinous creator makes a monster, makes a robot that can catch colds and get stomach bugs. That's just cruel.
Well, it is cruel, but I guess in reality it's not truly happening.
That's
to us
worse.
We just are fiending that it is, because we think that's normal. No, it is. That's why the crisis is for real. Whereas if I'm a clone, even if I was made in some fake womb, whatever, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm organic.
Versus, like, whoa.
So, it's fine. I would like to know if the clone is, like, the OG one or whomever is, like, cooler than me, though.
I feel like
we should talk.
Clone.
I don't
know
about
cool.
That.
I think it would be, it would be hard to
maybe
top your level of coolness. Maybe.
There you go. There's a big red button over there.
Oh. Kinsey sent me this.
What is it?
Well, the wires I added, I stripped a LAN cable of the cover for this. And this is a... Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello? We'll try that again. I stripped a LAN cable of the rubber casing and stuck it to the button that Kinsey sent me. And it is a detonator from the Glutenati. There's a relevant video. We'll link it.
Did you just say the detonator of
yes,
the Glutenati?
It that came from Kinsey's creative brain.
Of
now,
course
you
it
have
did
to see the video, because
what are we
she
doing?
Wrote the script, and it's hilarious. I think some bits might have been stolen, but
I need
very
to see
funny
it.
Yeah. So this.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think we all need a detonator button.
Yeah. So now I have this prop.
Just. How did I not catch that in the beginning?
It's just been
when we first started recording. Were you all looking at that? You didn't say anything?
They knew it would get mentioned eventually.
That's awesome. Well, if you're the robot, can you plug it in? Like, where do you get wired up?
This is how I get charged up somehow. I'm solar powered. I kind of am solar powered.
Gosh.
I don't do well when I don't have sunlight. Yeah.
I would just bring it to, like, you know, a car charger or something.
Yeah, it's a very
like
interesting
Tesla
button. Like, I feel like there's something that can be done with it. Like, I had to put it together.
Oh, I would imagine. You should let Jesse take a look at it. I mean, he could probably make you
I stole some spare computer parts my dad had sitting around in his garage because I want to make something. I was thinking what I might do, because I've been messing around with Python. I might use the components, if I can, that I stole from my father to turn this button into something that matches with an app on my phone to make me get out of bed in the morning. So I'll put the button downstairs so I have to go downstairs and hit the button to turn my alarm off. I'll update you on the progress. I don't know if I'm capable of making something like that, but that's my goal.
Okay. Number one, if it works, I need one because I am a serial turn my alarm off, go back to sleep for 2 hours kind of person. Oh my God. Number two, that sounded like a villain origin story until you got to the whole this is just an alarm clock downstairs.
Well, I thought about making forever ago, I thought about making a like a little rug that you could just that you have to stand on to get the alarm to turn off. So you have to get out of bed. But a button would be more fun.
That is so smart.
It would only be smart if I were capable of creating it. But there's a YouTube for everything. I'll figure it out.
There is a YouTube for everything. I learned basic electrical once. Can't remember any of it.
Yep.
But I did.
You know how there's like circles for hell? There's circles for heaven too. And the people in the center are the people who make YouTube videos teaching other people how to do things. Just because they're, it's especially, I mean, nowadays I think people do it because, you know, you get sponsors and ad payment from ads and stuff, which just doesn't mean that there's no, like, it's still awesome that they do it. There's a guy who does it, has a whole CCNA course for free on YouTube, which is fantastic. But
yeah,
people, especially prior to like monetization, when they just post stuff.
That's awesome.
And just out of the goodness of their hearts. I've learned so many things from YouTube. It's such a great resource. Probably, maybe not everything is accurate. You have to like make sure you're using good, reliable YouTube people. But it can be very helpful. Yeah,
I can't say enough good things about YouTube. I mean, I know it's not perfect. And I know their system is a little bit crazy and people get demonetized or people get unsubscribed to the things I know and love. And that super sucks. But I mean, I'm just glad it's there. I use it as a resource, just like Wikipedia.
Did I tell you that the YouTube,
you know, not, I mean, I don't believe everything on Wikipedia, but
I usually, if I use Wikipedia, I use it to be find there. Sources. And then you like go to the sources that are linked in Wikipedia because usually those are more legit.
And that is how you actually use it. You go to the sources that are cited within the article. Yeah. That's what you need to do. But anyway, I get off my soapbox.
Did I tell you
what?
That the YouTube algorithm thought I was an 18-year-old boy and it started sending me incel videos? So I mostly use YouTube for IT programming and motorcycle and car videos. And a little bit of home renovation stuff. So it's mostly things that might be stereotypically things that young men would be interested in. I love motorcycle and sports car videos. I get that from my dad. It's his fault. I inherited that from him. But so mostly I watch things that the algorithm thinks might be like a 19-year-old boy. And I started getting occasionally, I don't do shorts very often on YouTube, but I started scrolling through them and about every other video was just some alpha male podcaster. I'm like, why am I getting this? I'm not interested in this. And then I realized that it's because the algorithm thought that I was the target market for that kind of stuff, which is also kind of concerning because does that mean that they're just feeding that stuff to young men? Yeah. Anyways, things to think about.
I mean,
maybe that's just YouTube, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, totally hilarious that apparently the YouTube algorithm thinks that you are a single white male of some kind.
It was a lot of stuff about how awful women are and just concerning types of videos. Yeah.
Okay. Why are those things not banned?
Yeah, well, it's, yeah.
Like hate speech.
I would say it toes the line. Shit. Like I could see how people could argue it's not hate speech, but it certainly would be a negative influence on a young man trying borderline. To enter adulthood and you know, struggling with dating like everyone does at that age.
Oh man.
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's what everyone gets on YouTube and that's just a part of YouTube content. But I thought it was funny because I'm like, this is, they're not targeting the right person for this. I learned that you can hold down and put not interested, so I kept not interested in them, but I still get them. Yeah.
You need to just spend an hour looking for shit you love.
That's what
on
I
YouTube.
Do. That's all I do.
Change. No.
And it just puts me deeper into the algorithm. I need to watch some cooking videos, which I also like, but might be targeted to less a different type of person to kind of dig myself out of that hole. Yeah.
I don't know how to it's fix this comical. Problem.
Yeah, I'm, I mean, enjoying I'm, I would it, rather I be getting it than someone who's going to watch it and take it to heart.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. I don't like, I don't know, that's kind of incel. That whole concept gives me the ick, and it makes me feel bad, like you're not getting the help you need.
It's You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with struggling and having a hard time. And I mean, there is something wrong with it, but not wrong with you. Like, of course. You can get help and don't need to hate yourself or feel like the world's against you, even though it might feel like it sometimes. But it is kind of, I would be concerned if I had a son who was, you know, entering the teenage years, that they might be getting that content and it might be making them feel like there's no hope, or that they're, you know, trapped, or life is unfair, or that, I mean, life is unfair, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. It was interesting. Kind of, it's funny, but it's not funny.
Are you telling me not to look up motorcycles, Python, like the coding, and what else?
CCNA, A+. I watch a lot of robotics videos where they talk about how they build, you know, like things you can build robots at home.
Oh man, I'm like an 18-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But I think it's so awesome. I love that you're into that stuff. I just hate that you're being pigeonholed
like,
by YouTube.
Excuse me. I would also like some makeup videos in here.
It's
please.
Weird.
I need to search for them.
Search
yeah,
for those
I
now.
Do. I need to. Maybe I'll watch. Yeah, I don't know. I need to find something to balance it out with.
That's my. Yeah, my algorithm is like makeup reviews, special effects makeup as well, video games, some cooking, and then lots and lots of paranormal stuff and urban
Ooh,
exploration.
I don't get enough paranormal. And I watch paranormal stuff sometimes. Oh, I get a lot of military videos, though. Like a lot of especially aircraft type stuff. But I think that's maybe, yeah. But,
oh.
Hmm. Yeah. The algorithm's confused. I just need to look up something else.
I just want to know about other people's algorithms, like what they're being pushed now.
What I need to do is create another account and look up different stuff and see what I get fed there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are they compatible?
I'm curious if I'm going to get the same stuff or if it's going to be different. But the fact that you don't get them makes me think that the algorithm is assuming things about me that are untrue.
That would be very funny if you ended up getting the same things, even though you were just like cat eyeliner
YouTube's
or whatever.
Like, no, you are an incel and you need to start acting like one.
Oh my God, that's awful. But it is very funny. Thank you.
I did think it was quite funny. I've been waiting to tell you that. I realized that a couple of weeks ago, actually, when I've been getting more and more into YouTube, and yeah.
I think Jesse would find
it
that
is,
very funny.
It is pretty comical. Yeah.
Well, his is kind of no different, I guess. Except for the motorcycles.
The motorcycles,
part.
I don't even search for. The thing is, I started getting them, and then I dug into them.
He looks up a lot of stuff about apps and whatnot.
Yeah, ask Jesse if he gets those videos, because I'm curious.
I am definitely going to ask him.
And if he doesn't, I'm going to be, if he doesn't, it has to be the cars and motorcycles that's doing it. I don't watch that many videos like that, though. Sometimes I'll get stuck in a loop of cool crotch rockets and stuff.
You wouldn't think that just.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, he used to love that stuff, too. But you wouldn't think that those two things put together would just like equal incel.
I would argue that it would be. Not incel, because usually people who ride motorcycles are cool, right?
Well, they're at least extroverted.
Usually, because ride in groups and stuff.
I would imagine.
But, well, not everyone. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it is just assuming.
Well, you're not hiding behind a screen or inside all the time, that sort of thing, which is kind of like, not to stereotype, but that's what I think of when I think of somebody who's kind of like that. That's very interesting. I know you're not an incel, Ellie.
I'm just going to start downloading those videos. One little dislike at a time. I'll save these teenage boys from these hateful rhetoric.
report. Oh, my God. That's funny. And I don't remember if I answered your question, but I have fully decided I want to be a clone.
I think that's what I'd pick, too. Neither is ideal, but I think robot would be too... I don't know what the next step would be upon learning.
I would have a crisis.
I
think I would freak out that I can't math. Like, who didn't turn that one thing on in my brain?
Whoever built me
I don't know.
Should be in prison. They did a bad job.
They're a monster.
And where is my parents' real child? I was born at home, so this is confusing. Yeah, I'm a glorified toaster. Man.
Have you ever seen that movie Ex Machina?
Yes. Oh, dude. That was a...
No, you disappeared. There you are.
I'm playing peekaboo.
The most messed up version of peekaboo, but like with your service provider. Oh my God, that's so awesome. Yeah. Anyway, watch Ex Machina. That's a great robot movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you've seen it. Okay.
Listeners, watch it. Get out of here. Cat just punted the door open and like she owns the place. You coming in here to drop some more turds?
Vanessa's like,
motherfucker.
You're lucky your little like Roomba situation didn't.
That genuinely one of my nightmares. I have it set up so it only goes off when I'm home. I've been gone all week, so you would. I mean, and John's usually sleeping at the time it's going off. So, yeah. Grateful.
You're very, very, very fortunate. Oh man. Oh, thank you for the laugh.
And.
I'm still not over your YouTube problem.
Yeah.
Change that algorithm.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start looking up something different. I don't know what, but I will find. I don't know. I'm just a little offended.
Yeah. Go on this journey of making the perfect algorithm. Everybody, Dirtlings, if you think of things you can add to a Ellie's YouTube search history to make it better.
Let me know what else. Send me YouTube videos to watch. Brian sends me quite a few wacky videos, like just bizarre things.
Does he?
Which maybe don't help my algorithm, but they're not hurting it, I don't think.
But may also not be helping.
It's definitely adding the like, she's into weird
Keep
shit.
Keep doing it,
like,
Brian. That's funny.
Talking about conspiracy theories or just like shit posting. But did you hear Vanessa? That was a very loud meow. Uh-oh. I'm still here.
I missed the tail end. I see you. Don't make the sad face. We will fix this for next time. I heard the tail end of the meow.
She's wild got a bowl sounding. Of food. I don't know what her problem is. But thank you to our Patreon members. I forgot to do this last time. Please forgive me. Natasha, Brandon, Brian, Brent, Katrina, Carol. And our newest, Count Chocula.
Love it.
You guys are awesome. You're the best. Awesome. Thank you so much for sticking it out with us and being a part of our little Dirtling crew. You rock. We love you. And thank you to our sponsor, Phantom Moon Collection. Use the code Dirtlings for 15% off. Her link will be in our episode notes on our website. Awesome. Dope jewelry for book lovers and fantasy lovers. And
absolutely. It's so beautiful. You guys, look for the Hobbit
door. It's my favorite pair.
You know. So beautiful. I can't do dainty the way she does dainty.
And they're super lightweight, too. Like, it's really, really nice. I don't like heavy earrings. And they can be big and they don't drag on you.
It is like air. Yeah, you won't notice that they're in very lightweight, and they're beautiful. The colors are incredible. The craftsmanship in general is just
and it's so only getting good. Better. It's hard to believe that she's fairly new at this, and it does not look like it when you look at the detail on.
No, No, you would think that she's been doing this for like years. So I don't know. I'm just very impressed. As someone, I mean, the both of us, I would argue that we're pretty good artists. I'm just very impressed by Natasha. She's amazing.
Yeah, we love rock. Natasha. She was our first Patreon member also. Yeah. Well, watch some YouTube videos, guys. Send me some YouTube videos if you want me to watch them and fix my algorithm.
Yeah, we got to change that algorithm.
If you send me incel videos to watch, I will block you. Don't make my algorithm worse. Make it better.
Oh, no. I was so afraid for you.
It's going to be a journey. It is. It's fine. Send me fun tech videos or car videos or puppy. I don't know. I'm down to watch interesting things. Documentary stuff, nature videos. Yeah.
Oh, I like nature videos.
I try to stay away from crime stuff because then I end up getting on the cop videos, and that usually just raises my blood pressure. So I don't want those, but pretty much anything else. We're good.
Yep. I got a lot of true crime on my end.
True crimes.
Oh, let me make it better. Here, we'll end on this. Check out this guy.
So squishy.
Ellie got me this when I was like not having lucky girl syndrome at all. And it makes me so happy. I admittedly sit it in my lap when I'm just chilling out working in the office because it's cute and cuddly. And my cat won't sit on my lap.
How rude. So you need to put a box in your lap. Did you give it a name?
I should. Well, I mean, there is a name though.
If it's not Melvin, it's the wrong name.
Where did it go? Melvin?
Look at that face. Tell me that's not a Melvin.
Wait, okay. We're going
What does it say
Melvin
on the tag?
Oh, I can't find what its name is. Whatever. It's fine. Look on the internet for me. It doesn't matter because its name is now Melvin. So I think that's great. It's so cute. Its little face makes me so happy. Okay.
Yep.
There. Now, use that as inspiration to send Ellie happy things, not true crime shit, to change her algorithm. And we're good to go.
Yep. Cool. I am. I'm still here.
Okay. This. It's fine. We're going to jump off and stop recording because the world is just, or the internet is working against us.
Wi-Fi. All right, guys.
But until next time,
stay dirty.
Stay dirty.
'Cause at least part of the video saved with the coming and going.
Hey, there's stuff in there. It's totally fine.